This is the second Sunday in Advent. Do you remember why we're taking time to be together around our Advent wreath?
To remember that Advent is a time of preparation. During these days, we are getting our hearts ready for the coming of the Christ child. Today, we light two purple candles.
Last time, we lit the candle of hope.
We will light another candle today on the second Sunday in Advent to remind us that Jesus came to earth to show and tell us of God's love.
During Advent, we remember again God's gift of Jesus to the world and know that God's love for all people is the reason for this gift.
Love comes at Christmas in Jesus Christ.
When we look at the second candle, we remember God's love.
Matthew 1:18, Mary was engaged to be married to Joseph. But before the marriage took place, while she was still a virgin, she became pregnant through the power of the Holy Spirit.
In Matthew 1:20, an angel told Joseph, "The child within her was conceived by the Holy Spirit, and she will have a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins."
John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life."
During Advent, we remember God's loves us.
Let's pray. Thank you, God, for your son, Jesus. Thank you that you loved us so much that you sent your son, Jesus Christ. Lord, help us to love one another, our friends at school, and people everywhere we go. Amen.
Wow, I feel like I'm in a spotlight or something. Good morning. Merry Christmas. We're so glad you're here. This is an exciting time of our year where the kids come and teach us. So I'm glad you're here. Buckle up. We're going to learn a lot today and review a lot about the Christmas story and how God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. Good news? Amen. Please stand, find someone close to you, and just say, "Merry Christmas."
Christmas, a time of love and joy, a time of peace and goodwill, a time for decorating and baking and realizing you don't have time to decorate or bake, a time of driving to the mall you didn't realize was still open and not being able to find a parking space, a time of getting the last copy of some video game called Mummy Zombie 7 before the other shoppers do, and it's a time for family. Many of us will be hitting the road this Christmas, going home for the holidays in order to see family and friends we haven't seen in some time, spreading a little holiday cheer with those we love if we still have any to spare. The Andersons family is about to start their long journey to Grandpa's house. This trip will prove to be a road trip they won't ever forget. Who that reminds them of what Christmas is really all about. Let's check in on the Andersons as they get ready to hit the road.
Well, that's the last of the bags. We'll be gone for 3 days, but I have enough clothes and supplies for a month.
Never know what the weather's going to be like out there, or at your dad's house for that matter.
What does that mean?
Goes a little crazy with the thermostat.
Last time we went to Grandpa's, it was so cold in my room, I had to wear my coat.
And the time before that, it was so hot I had to use a tub of ice cream for a pillow.
No complaining, everyone.
Why do we have to go to Grandpa's at all? It's Christmas.
That's why we're going to Grandpa's. It's Christmas.
But what about all the presents under the tree? We'll have to wait till after Christmas to open those.
No, I packed all the presents so we can open them at Grandpa's house.
What about the singing? The youth group is going Christmas caroling through the neighborhood tonight, and I'm going to miss it.
There's a Christmas Eve service at your Grandpa's church. You'll have plenty of chances to sing.
What about Mom's green cookies shaped like Christmas trees? We can't have Christmas without those.
Of course I made my Christmas tree cookies and left them on the counter. Turn around, we have to go back for the Christmas tree cookies.
Listen to you all. Christmas isn't about the gifts, songs, or cookies. Christmas is about family.
I thought Christmas was about Jesus.
Of course you're right, Corey. Christmas is all about Jesus. When Jesus left heaven and came to earth, God made sure that he had a family. We all need people in our lives to love and care for us. We all need to belong and know that we are not alone in this world, so God gave us the gift of family.
You're right, Dad. I'm glad I have you, Mom, and even Corey.
Love you too, Bryn. And now that Grandpa lives all alone in that big house, he needs to know that he still has a family that loves him, that he still belongs.
That's really sweet. You too.
I'm proud of you both. This is shaping up to be the start of a great family road trip.
Where are you going? This isn't the way we usually take to get there.
I'm heading back home first. Grandpa will kill me if I show up to Christmas without the Christmas tree cookies.
This Christmas road trip is nothing new. It started long ago. The first Christmas travelers came from very far away, all the way from heaven, to deliver some good news.
In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent Angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greeting, you who are highly favored, the Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of Most High. The Lord will give him a throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be, Mary?" asked the angel. "Since I am a virgin," the angel answered, "the Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be unable to conceive is in her sixth month, for no word from God will ever fail." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled. Then the angel left her. Luke 1:26-38. This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph and her husband was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name of Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet: "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son and gave him the name of Jesus. Matthew 1:18-25.
Hey guys. So, as we go through this Christmas program, we're going to do it a little bit different than we've done it in the past. We're going to sing some songs between each section that tie in with what the play is about. But we're going to ask that you remain seated while we sing so that everybody can see the kiddos up here. But I do want to encourage you to please sing along and just think about the words and what the songs mean. So.
Savior, there's no power to claim for his own. Enthroned on a humble manger and worshiped by the lowest of lows, could have come down from heaven in splendor with 10,000 angels all by his throne, but he came like a helpless baby. He became the lowest of lows. Let us adore, let us adore Emmanuel. Let us adore, let us adore the Son of Man. God came to earth and traded his throne for the lowest of lows. And singing, let the glory of God fill the earth, as the shepherds all bow down and worship, God will sing it throughout all the earth. Let us adore, let us adore Emmanuel. Let us adore, let us adore the Son of God. Came to earth and traded his throne for the lowest of slaughter, but one day he would come back to rule. When the darkness triumphs over, we will see a light bursting through, and the heavens will open with splendor, and the heavenly trumpets will blow, and the King of the kings of the nations will return for the lowest of lows. Let us adore, let yes, adore the Son you love. Let us adore, let us adore the Son of Man. God came to earth and traded his throne for the lowest of lows. God came to earth and traded his throne for the lowest of lows.
Oh, there's one from Kansas. I just need to find Hawaii, Alaska, and Vermont, and I'll win the license plate bingo.
That's great, Mom.
Hooray.
You two are way behind. It's not even like you're trying to win.
Dear, I don't think they are.
Okay, you're obviously bored with license plate bingo. We could sing Christmas songs.
How on earth can you two be bored? Just look at all the wonderful sights we are encountering on this journey.
What sights?
Why, right over there, a ferocious mountain lion.
That's a cat in someone's yard.
And 2 minutes ago, we passed over the mighty Amazon River.
You mean that bridge that ran over that little creek?
And right up ahead is the Eiffel Tower.
The Eiffel Tower's in Paris, dear.
What do you call that, then?
A weird-looking tree?
Ugh, forget it. The Christmas tradition of sightseeing is lost in you all.
Since when was sightseeing a Christmas tradition?
Since the first Christmas.
What?
An angel appeared to the shepherds, followed by a whole company of heavenly hosts. That must have been quite a sight.
Sure.
And when the shepherds went into Bethlehem, they saw the greatest sight of all.
Jesus.
That's right. Jesus is God's gift to us. God loves us that he sent his Son so that one day Jesus could save us from our own sins.
That must have been quite a sight for the shepherds to see the Savior of the world as a little baby.
Sometimes it's just good to sit back and enjoy the sights.
Oh, I see. We're driving up to the Grand Canyon right now.
What Grand Canyon?
Pothole.
What sights are you seeing this Christmas? Or better still, who do you have your sights set on? Now Mary and Joseph will start out on their own road trip.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth to Galilee to Judah to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. Luke 2:1-7.
There's still more traveling to be done for our angel friends. They've been really busy lately. They will be joined by a group of shepherds who only have to drive down the road to get to their destination.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to the God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those whom his favor rests." Then the angels had left them and got into heaven. The shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in a manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them into her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Luke 2:8-20.
The first thing I'm going to do when we get to Grandpa's is give him a big hug and say, "I missed you and I love you."
The first thing I'm going to do when we get to Grandpa's is kneel down and kiss the solid ground and say, "I've missed you and I love you."
We haven't been in the car that long.
And we won't be much longer now. We just need to take this next right onto Highway 17, and it's a straight shot the rest of the way.
We don't take the next right.
That's what the GPS says.
I've been to my dad's house a million times. I think I know the way to go.
There goes our turn.
That's not our turn. We go 3 more miles on this road, then we turn left. Not right, left.
I think the lady in the GPS knows more than you do, Dad.
There's no lady living in the GPS. It's just a computer voice.
Her voice sounds too natural. She can't be a computer.
She is. I mean, it's a computer.
And the computer says that we need to take the next available U-turn.
Shut that thing off. I know the way to go.
Dad, can I ask you a question?
Is it about the GPS?
No.
Then go ahead.
Why don't you have to do the things you tell me I have to do?
What on earth are you talking about, Bren?
A couple of weeks ago, I was complaining about my track coach. I didn't like the events he was making me run in. Do you remember what you told me?
No.
I do. You told Bren that when someone knows more than us, we should follow them. Let them show us the way.
Doesn't sound like me.
Yes, it does.
Why do I have to follow Coach Benson, and you don't have to follow the...
I get it.
This reminds me of the star.
What?
The Christmas star. The Magi understood that God had placed a star in the sky. God through the star led them straight to Jesus. We don't always know the way we should go, but we can follow God and trust that he will show us the way.
That's really nice, Mom.
Thank you, sweetie.
Huh.
What's wrong, Dad?
Nothing. It's just, where's the Taco Bell? There should be a Taco Bell right up here, right before our turn. Make the next available U-turn. Now you tell me.
We are now joined by more travelers on this Christmas road trip, men who have come from very far away, magi or wise men from the east. They come bearing gifts to give to God, God's gift to us, Jesus.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judah, during the time of King Herod, magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born in Bethlehem in Judea. They replied, "For this is what the prophet has written, that you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means ruler. You will come a ruler. The Magi secretly, wait. Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, after they had heard the king, they went on their way. And the stars had seen, they had seen when it rose, went ahead of them until the star, they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh." Matthew 2:1-11.
Afar, field and fountain, moor and mountain. born a king on Bethlehem's plain. Gold I'll bring to crown him again. King forever seizing, never over us all to reign. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with rolling your beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. Glorious now, behold him arise, King and God in sacrifice. Alleluia, alleluia, sounds through the earth and skies. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. Oh, I'm gonna need some perfect light. Oh, I'm gonna need some perfect light. So let your light shine. Shine, let your light, let your light shine, let your light, let your light shine, let your light, so let your light shine. Let your light shine, let your light.
There's a gas station.
I said no, we have to stick to the plan.
Come on, Dad, I'm dying back here.
We stopped for a bathroom break 30 minutes ago.
She didn't have to go then.
We only got one more hour till we reach her grandpa's. You can go then.
I'll never make it.
Dear, she looks like she's about to burst. We really need to stop.
This was not a part of the plan. The plan was we stopped for lunch at 12:15, which we did. Then we hit the road again at 12:55, which we did. Then we hit the bathroom break around 2 o'clock to 2:03.
Which we did.
Which we did.
Okay, okay. But hurry. I hate when things don't go to plan.
When do they ever?
Most of the time.
Yeah, right.
I don't think so, dear.
What about your plan? What about your plan to lose 10 pounds this year, Dad?
I'm almost there. I've only got 15 more pounds to go.
Or when you planted with that bookcase for Bryn's room and the whole thing fell apart.
Bryn doesn't read that much anyway.
Or when we plan to buy that house on Sycamore Street, but someone else got it.
Our house is much nicer anyway.
I agree, but that wasn't the plan.
Much better, thanks, Dad.
So you're saying things never go the way they're planned?
Sure they do.
Bryn, we were just telling your dad how his plans don't usually work out the way he intended.
No, but God's plans never fail.
You're right about that one, sweetie.
It was God's plan to show us his love and make a way for us to save us from our sin.
So he gave us his son, Jesus.
And even when King Herod had a plan to stop him, it failed. No one can stop God's plans.
That's right, and God has a plan for each one of us, and nothing can stop his plan.
I think God has a different plan of us getting to Grandpa's in the next hour.
Why do you say that?
We just got a flat tire.
Our Christmas road trip has been a happy one. We have met the Savior of world, Jesus, God's own son. But tragedy is just around the corner. We must hit the road again, this time to save a child's life. Others won't be so fortunate.
Having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. When they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. "Get up," he said. "Take your child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for your child to kill him." So he got up, took the child and his mother during the night and left for Egypt, where he stayed until the death of Herod. And so was fulfilled that the Lord had said through the prophet, "Out of Egypt called my son." When Herod realized that he had been outwitted by Magi, he was furious, and he gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity who were 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had learned from the Magi. Then what was said through the prophet Jeremiah was fulfilled. "A voice is heard in Ramah weeping, a great mourning, Rachel weeping for her child. They refuse to be comforted because they are no more." After Herod died, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream in Egypt and said, "Get up, take your child and his mother and go to the land of Israel, for those who are trying to take your child's life are dead." So he got up, took the child and his mother and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning in Judah in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. Having been warned in a dream, he withdrew to the district of Galilee, and he went and lived in a town called Nazareth. So was fulfilled what was said through the prophets, that he would be called Nazarene. Matthew
2:23. Son of God arrived, the one who would be called Emmanuel. The promise was delivered unto a virgin bride, the one who would be called Emmanuel. Your name is the highest, your name is the greatest. Your name stands above them all thrones and dominions, all powers and positions. Your name stands.
the host of heaven with holy roar proclaim the one you have become Emmanuel. The Messiah of God is with us now, and the angels cry, holy, all creation cries, holy, you are lifted high, holy, holy forever. May your people sing, holy, to the King of Kings, holy, you will always be, holy, holy forever. Your name is the highest, your name is the greatest, your name stands above them all, both thrones and dominions, all powers and positions, your name stands above them all. Jesus, your name is the highest, your name
Jesus, he made the ultimate road trip, leaving his place in heaven to come to earth. He left his place as God the Son to become a baby, the son of Mary and Joseph. His trip would continue as he grew into a man, as he preached about God's kingdom, as he healed and performed miracles, as he went to a cross for us, as he died for our sins, as he was placed in a tomb, and as he rose again from the tomb to life again. What a journey. How will you be hitting the roads this Christmas? Wherever you travel to this Christmas, whether it's across the country to see family, across to see the lights, or across the living room to grab another present from under the tree, we invite you to take that trip with Jesus. He wants to hit the road with you. He wants to be your Savior, to shine his lights brightly in your heart, not just at Christmas, but every day.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There is a man sent from God whose name is John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John 1:1-14.
He rules the world with truth. indescribable joy.